Hi, this is a dictation for Sean McDuffie, SEAN MCDUFFIE, date of service 2/2/2023, date of birth 5/17/1989, date of accident 4/21/2022. I believe I already dictated this particular dictation, but I don't have the dictation number to quote. Hence, I am redoing it. In case you find there is a dictation, then it is null and void. The patient is here as a victim of an automobile accident where he was rear-ended and it caused him. He was a passenger on the front seat, leading to neck pain and lower back pain, which have been improving subsequently to physical therapy and chiropractic and other conservative treatment, home therapy. The patient has reported pain level to be 8 and ADLs being affected at 6, but none of them are checked. By the patient. Patient does have 60% relief in the pain. In the system review, patient reports headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor performance, anxiety, depression, and panic, and loss of memory, chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, and in the GI, nausea and vomiting, in the respiratory, difficulty breathing and coughing, no symptom in GU. In last 30 days, patient report the symptoms have got worse for him, and however, there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, no current pain medication, substance abuse, none. Patient has been advised to use marijuana for long-term relief. Compliance history, patient reports for compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 123/62, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 1/4/2023, dictation number 0115-007, along with the diagnosis and plan of care. Continues with the 2 times per week physical therapy. He is on limited light duty, 10-pound lifting limit. Patient doesn't want any injection treatment for his findings in the MRI that have been discussed at length. And although he has no herniated disc in the cervical spine, but in the lumbar, he has a bulging disc at L4, 5, L5, S1, and a possibility of sacroiliac joint involvement. However, the patient is not interested in any injection treatment, and we will be intending to discharge him sooner or later. At this time, the patient will continue his treatment for physical therapy 2 times per week, along with light duty job. And medication-wise, he is not taking any medications. He doesn't want them. So it appears that the patient has recovered as much as possible. Thank you.